This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We extend a warm welcome to each of you from the Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on ordering CDs or printed copies of today's sermon will follow the program. If you enjoy today's program, we pray you will join us again next week at this same time for worship with us.
A man once said to me, "I don't believe I have ever shared my faith in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord with anyone." And I asked him, "Why not? Were you ashamed?" We're going to talk about that in the sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, we pray that you will give us the grace to speak a clear word for you and the way of salvation. Lord, we also pray that you will forgive us where in those sundry times we have had an opportunity to confess our faith in you to many who do not know you, and we were silent. Forgive us, Lord Jesus, and today strengthen us through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends in Christ, a teenager came to his father one day and asked if he could accept a summer job in a lumber camp cutting down tall trees. He told his dad that the pay was good and he could build his body strength and prepare himself for his senior year on the high school football team. His father was not too excited about the job that would take his son away from the family for the summer months. It was a rough crowd of men at the camp, and he did not feel it would be a good environment. Dad spoke from experience. The summer he had been at the camp, and some of the men belittled him when they learned that he was a Christian, was not a good time. However, he said to his son, "You are now 17 years of age, and you have to begin to make some of these decisions yourself. So mother and I will leave it to you." Well, the young man went, and he came back, and the father was anxious to ask him, "How did it really go?" "Well," he said, "I remembered what you told me about being ridiculed when they saw you reading your Bible. I joined them in their lifestyle, and I didn't read my Bible. And I never let them know, all summer long, that I was a Christian." Was he ashamed of Jesus, or just being smart, considering where he was living? How many of us can point to times when it was beneficial to go incognito than to reveal our faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord? St. Paul wrote to Timothy and the Christians of all ages, and this is our text for today. It's the 8th and the 12th verses of the 2nd chapter. "That is why I am suffering as I am, Timothy. Yet I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him. Do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner." Christians from the very beginning of the Christian faith have been plagued with being ashamed of Christ in every age, for sundry reasons. For example, Christians living in Nazi Germany or communist Russia realized that confessing Christ as their Savior made them political enemies of the state, which could subject them to death or life in the concentration camp. So there was always a temptation to be ashamed of Jesus, to escape persecution. And yet, to be ashamed of Jesus is not only so as far as St. Paul is concerned. Jesus said these words, "If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." Our Lord knew how easy it was to be ashamed, and how Satan could use this so diplomatically that it had become a real weapon to deny the Lord and the Savior. Do you believe that it might be a reflection on our intelligence that causes us sometimes to deny simply because we are ashamed? Or is it because we're afraid that people will think that we're gullible because we do not literally take the words of our Lord Jesus as they have come to us? Now, we know that there are many people who can accept Jesus as a religious leader and believe his ethics could be taught to make this a better place in which to live. But at the same time, we also know that when you get right down to the core beliefs, then we are going to be criticized in our day, in some places even killed, for Jesus Christ, who is held up as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, is someone that this world does not want to accept. We have celebrated Christmas. The biblical teaching for the birth of Christ tells us that God broke into human history and became man, that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and the child was born of the Virgin Mary. Listen to the words spoken by the angel to Joseph. she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. For the non-Christian, this Christmas story is only a myth. When they ask you as a Christian, do you believe in this educated day that Jesus Christ is really God? Are you ashamed to say, yes, I do. Jesus Christ is my God. He came to this earth and walked among us and was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. This was Jesus. The human mind cannot conceive of such a teaching to be literally true. To accept this dogma would be an insult to the intelligence of some people. So to confess Jesus Christ in the presence of non-Christian people might be a dangerous thing to do. So perhaps there are circumstances where it would be better just to remain silent. This is to be ashamed of Jesus. According to Jesus, this is a terribly serious sin. For he has said, you know, that if we are afraid to confess him, he will not confess us when he comes in his kingdom. It was Easter Sunday, and in my sermon I have proclaimed with all the power in me that Jesus Christ had been raised physically from the dead. During the following week, I visited with a man who had been in the congregation that Sunday morning. He was not a Christian. He was not even a churchman. But it was Easter Sunday, and so many people were going to church. So wouldn't it be wise and the right thing to do to get up and go to church too? He convinced his wife of the same thing, and they came to the congregation where I was preaching. Then came the time when he said to him, let me ask you, in all confidence, do you really believe that Jesus Christ was physically raised from the dead? And that time, by the grace of God, with all the power in my heart, I said, Jesus Christ is my risen Lord. All my friend did was to shake his head and say, I can't believe it. But I imagine in this free country, a person has the right to believe what he wants to, no matter how irrational it is. We continued this conversation for a while. And finally he said to me, you know, a good way out of this would be to say to a person, I believe that spiritually speaking, Jesus was raised from the dead. And so I said, well, what does that all mean? It does not mean that he came out of the tomb, as the Bible says. It simply means that spiritually, sort of a parable-like, God is trying to teach us something, that that's the way he was raised. And I said, but that is not what the Bible said. Remember how he wanted the disciple to put his fingers into those nail-pierced hands? To deny that they were the nail-pierced hands that were on the cross, and to deny that this is a nail-pierced hand that was put into the tomb and that now had come forth from the tomb, that was being ashamed of Jesus. And Jesus Christ had declared that contrary to the will of God. Now let's take another one. I did not hear this, but a lady told me. She was together with her coffee group one day, and the lady said that we went to church last Sunday, and the minister said something that is terribly disturbing to me. He said that only Jesus could bring you to heaven. There was no other way to get there. And the lady said, you know, my son married a Muslim. She's a delightful girl. High morals and character, good wife and mother. Do you mean she cannot go to heaven? She can only go to heaven, according to the Bible, by trusting in Jesus Christ as her Savior. I am no one to judge. I can only tell you what the Word of God says. Well, that is not what I believe, the lady went on to say. Truly, I believe that she is God's child in a redemptive way, too. It's logical, isn't it? Even though it's contrary to the scriptures, it would seem that God would have to deal with one religion as he does with another. But sometimes God is not logical as far as we are concerned. And to deny him means that we are ashamed of him. And just imagine if on that day we stood before him and he said, I never knew you. But in Christ Jesus, this will not be the case. For if we are not ashamed of him, if we trust him as our Savior and our Lord, then he will also bring us safely home. Let me ask you a question. How many years have you lived next to your neighbor who is an unbeliever by his own words? Have you ever talked with him about Jesus Christ? Why not if you haven't? Is it being ashamed and fearing that he will think less of you, or that a wall could go up between you and we would not enjoy the good camaraderie that we have had all these years if you confessed him? Now, that neighbor is not afraid to confess to you, both in the way he talks, his profanity, both by the way he lives, sleeping in on Sunday morning, both by having no time whatsoever to do with any kind of a religion. He's not ashamed to say, well, I'm just not a religious person. But you are ashamed to say, I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior. Why? Why? Well, he says, I can't understand how you get up on a cold winter morning when the temperature is zero and go to church. I don't know. It just seems to be natural. It flows out of him. But isn't it natural for us to say, it's the only thing that I can do. He's my Savior. He's redeemed me. He's my Lord. You know, it is entirely possible that if someday you should just drop that word, that one day might bring forth a confession of faith in the years to come. The seed would be planted, and that man could be talking to himself, or the Holy Spirit could be talking to him and saying to him, don't you think that it's time to receive the Lord Jesus? I learned from Dr. G. James Kennedy from the Fort Lauderdale Presbyterian Church, something that I will never forget in sharing Jesus with people. Said Dr. Kennedy, who himself was a master at teaching people how to share their faith, a great lesson in witnessing is this. In order to tell others about Jesus Christ and about salvation, you need to earn that right. There are many well-meaning people who ask freely and in wrong places, are you saved? That often does more harm than it does good. It is not being ashamed of Christ just to personally wait with your question to talk to him about the Savior. It is sin never to talk to him. But there might be a right time and a wrong time. There might be another person who can much more effectively come to that person with the gospel of Jesus than you or I can. But that doesn't mean we should let him go. No, there perhaps will come a good time when you can let it be known. I tell you, friend, what this world needs more than anything else is to know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And those of us who know him are going to be judged accordingly, according to the scriptures, according to Jesus himself, if we are not willing to give a clear-cut, loving, kind, faithful testimony of what Jesus Christ has done for you. Have you ever tried this? I have sat, and I don't do it often because it's too painful. I have sat in the quietness of my bedroom at night and lived through the day and thought of the number of times that I have not borne witness to my Savior where I have earned the right to do it, probably because I thought it wasn't the right place, when really I was ashamed. I wonder what that father said to his son that we talked about in the introduction to this sermon. When the son said, "Well, Dad, I learned from you. You went and confessed your faith and had a miserable summer. I went and concealed my faith and had a pretty good summer." Well, they weren't the kind of people that I'd want to live with all my life, but they were good to me. And as I said, they paid me well. Why should I isolate myself from them? Dad, I'm going out into life. You can't share Jesus Christ with everybody under the sun if you want to be successful. Take a look at Paul's words. "That's why I am here in chains, because I was not ashamed of Jesus Christ." Who ever said that Christianity was easy? And that's what we're going to talk about next Sunday, when it's not being ashamed, but suffering for the cause of Christ. Amen.
Oh, I have believed.
pray with me? Father in heaven, help us as we live in this difficult world. A world that does not only deny Christ, but a world that ignores him. How freely they are to let us know where they stand in relationship with God, but how difficult it is for us to say, let me tell you where I stand. God, may the Holy Spirit explore our hearts and really give thought to this question. Am I really ashamed of that Savior? God in heaven, we thank you for your grace, that you will forgive us if we will but trust you and your vicarious suffering, death, and resurrection. Be with those who are sick. We pray for those for whom death draws nigh. Grant that it may be with faith in their hearts that they can close their eyes and enter the heavenly reign. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to the Christian Crusaders radio and internet ministry. We pray today's sermon has brought you closer to the Lord and filled you with peace as you prepare for the coming week. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry that has been entirely listener-supported for 75 years. We are dedicated to serving the spiritual needs of those who are unable to attend worship. If you are able, we encourage you to consider a financial gift to this ministry so we can continue to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to all those who need to hear the message. For your convenience, we are able to accept credit card donations over the phone. You can call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. Contributions may also be directed to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Christian Crusaders is pleased to offer sermons on DVD video by our radio speaker, Reverend Homer Larson. Each volume in this 5-disc set contains an original, dynamic 20-minute message appropriate for pulpit supply, small group, or individual use. Call or visit our website at christiancrusaders.org to order Basic Biblical Truths. If you would like the CD or printed copy of today's program, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. You may also direct your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Christian Crusaders is now in its 75th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.